This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show. Because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with the plan. Mike on the mic, Mike and Ike. And my personal favorite, this is my favorite name of all times, trust me. Michigani. Nah, I'm just joking. Michigani is not me. Never went by that. So, yeah. today's topic is, I'm sorry I haven't came out with a podcast for a couple of days, but I've been kind of under the, like, I've been sick. You can probably hear it in my voice, though. A little distorted, so. But today's topic is something that within the last couple of days, I had guests from out of town come in town. To be all honest, I've been sick and trying to accommodate them and with their needs. So, yeah, spent money I didn't have. Probably fucked over my finances for the rest of this week, but whatever. Today's top. So as I was driving, So I did a lot of driving around. So I was downtown Portland driving, and I came across this segment off. No, not segment. Off of. Came off this intersection off of, I think it was Burnside and, what road was that? I don't recall the road, but it was on Burnside, right in front of the, right across the street from a bookstore. There was protesters. These protesters were demonstrating. They, you know, I didn't know what the hell they were doing at first. I just saw them. They had that mask from V for Vendetta on. They were standing there four ways, you know, like think of it as a square, like, you know, the square effect where, you know, each, all their backs were turned in square, and they were holding something. They were holding TV monitors, and they were showing people they were protesting on people like at butcher farms and all that stuff, and they were, It was pretty graphic, you know. I had my kids in the car. They were looking at it. They were getting disgusted. And I'm like, well, yeah, kids. I tried explaining them that what they were showing was wrong in a way. But you know, protesters do. They demonstrate, you know, for what they believe in. And so, like, my kids were, you know, I told them that, you know, that's just a way of, you know, in a way, it's just a way of life, right? And I told him that we all seen Lion King. It's the circle of life. You know, we feed, you know, I told him the whole, that whole shenanigans. And so, like, the way they were doing it, like, the way how these butcher shops do it, is it, like, it's very unhumane. You know, like, they had no freaking remorse whatsoever. Like, the way they, how they do it nowadays is very, very unhumane. Like, I believe in eating and meat and all that stuff, and, like, I believe in it. I love, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, if you're vegan and you listen to this show, or if you're, like, one of those, you know, environmentalists, I'm sorry, I like meat. You can't freaking stop me from, you know, eating meat. You know, I love a mean T-bone steak, I love ribs, you know, I love chicken. You're like, you can't scare me from eating meat, you know. So I was watching this video. Yes, it was very graphic and, you know, gory, but, like, and but the way these people do it on the shop and butcher shops and plants like that, they do it very wrong. But, like, don't get me wrong, like, if it came down to it, I'll do it, but, like, a humane way. But let's not hope for that day. But, you know, only time will tell, because, like, you know, this economy is going to shit, you know. Not only just this economy, too. It's the whole world is going to shit. Everyone, the weather is getting fucked up. The ozone, if you're one of those environmentalists, the ozone, everything's kind of fucked. And then you get all these people protesting, demonstrating against, you know, corporations, oil drilling, all those. You know, isn't that the whole point of the Naked Bike Run that they host in Portland, Oregon? Is that it's a protest, and it's people riding the bike. But as what I've said before, I think it's just people who lost the principle of what that stands for. But more or less, if you didn't know, that's the Naked Bike Run that they host every year in Portland, Oregon. Is that I believe it's a protest from a oiling, like from an oil company or something like that, or something like that. I believe I didn't read too much up on it. It's just a word of mouth. This was someone told me from one of the locals told me. And so my thing is, my topic today, you know the story now, my topic is protesters. They're protesting for what they believe in, and it could be a bad cause, or it could be for a good cause. Does it do the job? Like, does it actually get the job done? You know, or like, you know, how people who go on strike, does it really do the job? Like, does it get appointed to someone's, you know, does it do their mind? Does it really work? I have to, like, personally, from what I've seen, like, if you're going on strike, if you think about going on strike, it's just, I don't see that, like, it pays out, because eventually you're gonna go back. Like, back in Arizona, there was this company. I wasn't a big fan of this organization. It was Teamsters Local 104. I wasn't a big fan of them because they kind of screwed me in a way. Stuff went down and they didn't know their head from their ass. But this organization, Teamsters Local 104, one of the biggest contracts that they have out there in Arizona is UPS. So they accommodate, you know, that's their baby right there. They care. They go way out of their way for UPS workers, the whole distribution center that's there. But, like, the company that I worked with was Atlas Logistics. That was probably one of the biggest, second one. And it was, you know, same idea, same principle, warehousing and stuff, and shipping and receiving, and just, they didn't know, they didn't know their head from their ass. It's very sad. And where I was getting at is that, like, another warehouse, the workers went on strike for a fucking day. One day. It was another food distributor. It was United Foods or something like that. It was U.S. Foods. And you probably ate their products if you go to, like, a local Denny's, or you go to anywhere. So it's U.S. Foods. So U.S. Foods, the workers went on strike for one day. No one worked. There's videos all over Facebook that I came across that, like, you know, workers going on strike. The freaking management was saying that they'll double their pay if they didn't go on strike. They still did. They were hoping for a good contract because it was that time of the year. And they went on strike for one day. Next day, they fucking, they didn't even get a good contract. The workers just went back to work. Because going on strike for an organization like that, it doesn't pay out. They pay you, like, I believe it's like between $7 to $12 an hour when an organization goes on strike. That's what I think. That's what I've heard. I have a very close friend that actually, you know, he was one of the union shop stewards, and that's what the figure that he told me. And secondly, is that like they went on strike for one day, and next day they went to work. They didn't even get, as of this date, they don't even got a good contract. They don't even have a contract at all. It's kind of like, you know, when you push back, it's like when you live at an apartment or a house, it's kind of a month-to-month thing. That's what this is. So their benefits are the shit, their 401k, their everything is the shit. And like, I'm like, well, for all that talk for organization as unions, that kind of just shows you, kind of shows you a lot of their characters of the aspect of that. So like, that's for people who goes on strike, but like protesters, they're doing it willingly. They're not doing it to be compensated, or maybe they do, because then again, when I came across these protesters this past weekend, they were asking for tips and donations. What exactly is that tips and donations are for? You know, is it towards the organization? Is it like, you know, when you see a homeless person asking for food? Is it like that? I don't know. It's kind of the same premise, if you kind of think about it in a way, of a homeless person holding a sign saying, hey, you know, can you feed me? And, or, do you have change? Do you have spare change? A lot of these homeless people nowadays, don't get me wrong, just on another side note right here, I came across I was walking around the food trucks a lot. Someone that came to town wanted to go to the food trucks, so I took him to downtown Portland, that's what I said before. And as I was walking, there was this couple that was on the floor. It was a black guy and a white girl. So this guy is all like, hey man, can you spare any change? We're like, man, no, all we have is plastic. You know, if people don't know that lingo, plastic is just, you know, a debit card or a credit card or whatever, you know, we have plastic, that's it. And right after we said no, he's all like, he said something, he's all like, come on, man, like, my girl's pregnant. And this is just another side note. And it kind of got me, that after hearing what he said, that his girlfriend was pregnant, I'm like, why the fuck is she homeless then? Why the hell would you knock her ass up? Why would this guy knock this girl up if they knew the circumstances that they were under as of being homeless? Like, what the fuck? What do you think? Dude, are you an idiot? And I don't know about you, but if I was homeless and I got, you know, if I was a woman, right, and I was homeless and I end up to get fucking knocked up, I would do everything in my power to get out of that. Like, no, but like, I would go to a house for women to get my shit straight. Because you're about to bring in a homeless baby. Most likely, I guarantee you that the state will take that baby away. CPS, that's not even a question. They're just gonna wait, because when it's time to give birth, they're gonna ask for, you know, insurance. They're gonna do this and they're gonna do that. And unless if she gives birth on the street, you know, too soon to tell. But I know for a fact they went to the emergency room and she gave birth. The CPS would. I believe in the system like that. I know for a fact CPS will take their child. Just a matter of time. Alright, let me get back to the topic here. Protesters. So, like, as what I said, are they doing the job? You know, you think a lot of people would, you know, I don't think protesters get, you know, yeah, I believe in the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Yes, you're using your Freedom of Speech Act, you know, the Freedom of Speech. I know that. But, like, is it really necessary? Like, you're disturbing a lot of, disturbing the peace in a way. So, in a way, how is it and why is it when, say, you're just driving on the road and you're disturbing the peace, or you're fucking sitting in your lawn, you're just talking shit to people, or you're just having a good time, cops and law enforcement comes over there and they are like, hey, look, you're disturbing the peace, you know? Can cite you for it, or, you know, they can keep it escalating and freaking go to jail for it, or, you know, but then again, you know, when protesters, they do it in an organized manner, they don't get fucking, they don't get threats like that, you know. It just, it's kind of the same thing in a way, isn't it? Alright, I went to an event and they had protesters. It was actually right after when the presidential election. My aunt, she got my wife and I tickets to go to a convention center to go see Donald Trump, right after he won the election. It was like his campaign, the end of his campaign run. So I'm like, you know what, I'll go just for the experience. And then, you know, the whole city just like fucking stood still. And like, you know, it was just like, wow, really? People protesting, saying that he's the Antichrist, he's this and he's that. I'm not saying that he isn't or he isn't. I support him either. I just went there just for the experience. But like, I felt the feeling I felt when I was walking there. There's people throwing bottles, and there's, you know, cops and barricades and SWAT teams. And when we're actually heading out, they started to get more violent. This protest started to get violent. So they, you know, law enforcement use what they do best, is which controlled situation. They used tear gas, and they were trying and taking people in. They were using lethal force when it wasn't necessary, and to a certain extent. But it pretty got intense. But that was like right when we were leaving, and I don't know, it was just, that was kind of the feeling of, like, of a protest. I was just like, that's something I never experienced. Would I do it again? Yeah, because, you know, it's good to get experiences like that, so you know the feeling. You know, I knew, like, I wasn't even in the right or wrong. I did it for an experimental usage. Like, it was just, you know, you felt the hatred in the air for when it came to, you know, president elections, or, you know, when it came towards that. So, like, and did the protesters, by them doing that, what they were doing, and got violent, and law enforcement controlled the situation? No, it didn't do shit. Everyone was inside in AC temperature, and with, you know, they had drinks and food. No, those people were fine. So personally, I don't think by someone protesting does the job. It doesn't. It's just, I figure it's a way of how people freaking whine about a situation. It's just, I don't know. It's probably, whining is probably a wrong word, but like, for people who goes on protest, like, you know, my thing is protesters right now. It's just, you're too small. Like, if you're going out there, like those four people that went out there, you're too small to stand up for something like that. But you know what they got? You know what they all say though? You gotta start small and then become big, or, you know. it's just kind of on a business note, though. Like, I don't know what, I don't know the story of this and that. But I personally think that when you, if a person goes on protest, protesting is, it's kind of irrelevant. There's no reason for someone to go on protest because your voice is not going to get heard. Most likely, before it escalates to a bigger situation, I think it would, law enforcement would shut it down if it gets too chaotic. So that was my thing, that my question and what I've, you know, how I feel about the situation is protesting does not do the job as what people think it would, or people go on strike. It doesn't, because when it's your voice and your opinion is irrelevant. Sorry to be rude, but that's the way it is. And with that being said, my friends, this concludes my session on protesters and what I've been through. Protesters and people who go on strikers. So, with that being said, until my next time, later, guys. Don't kill it. Don't kill one another. We're all related. Look out for one another. Love. My next podcast, take care, and I'll see you guys later. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.